Good morning. It's Carl. Friendships, close connections with people we love. I don't know that there's any more important investment. And this isn't just a feel-good idea. It's backed up by research. Social connection, belonging, a sense of place in a group, a tribe, a community. It's the fabric of life, right? Like incredibly important. And sometimes you have friendships or people close to you that you're not sure how to invest in that relationship because there's so much pain there. Like the other person is in pain. Their lives may be hard. They may be going through something difficult. And if you're like me, I sometimes have the mistaken idea that if I'm going to show up, I need to show up and help. And that help equals solving the problem. You know, I offer some solution, have some advice. And I was so, I don't know what the right word, I'm so glad, humbled, touched to learn that showing up does not mean solving a problem. In fact, when somebody's in pain, offering solutions or advice can be the exact opposite of what they want. It may look like what they need, but it's the opposite of what they want, and it's probably the opposite of what they need. You know what you really need? You know what I really need? When I'm struggling, when I'm feeling alone, when I'm wondering whether my work matters, when I'm having a tough day because I reacted some way to one of my kids or a friend, or I did, you know, or I'm having real, for instance, like real financial troubles because that's happened to me. All of those things I just mentioned have happened to me. What I need more than anything is somebody just to show up, somebody to see me. Hey, and even be directly honest with the idea, like, I don't know what to do here. I do not have any solutions. Boy, I wish I did. I'm just here to be with you, my friend. I'm just here to be with you. I'm just going to sit and watch. And I want you to know that I see you. Like, I am going to witness this pain. That's what I want. That's not just what I want. That's what I need. It's the most helpful thing that anybody could provide. And all, giant asterisk next to all that requires is that a friend or a, you know what, to be honest, a stranger, all that requires is that someone shows up. Someone shows up. Those moments when I've been on the other side of that, been the one that showed up, those moments represent some of the most valuable investments I've ever made. I remember getting a call from a family nearby who had just found a suicide note from their daughter. And luckily she hadn't done it. It was just a note that she had, it was like a draft note, right? And they didn't know what to do. And they called and I drove over. And I remember driving over thinking, what am I doing? I don't know what to do. I don't know. And I remember just thinking, well, I'm just going to show up. Luckily on that day, I was resourced and, you know, for whatever reason, it wasn't that I had some noble, you know, not like I'm a knight in shining armor. It was just simply like, for whatever reason, I decided to show up that day, not knowing what was going to happen, not knowing what to do, knowing I didn't have anything to offer but witness, but presence. And I still remember that, you know, more than 10 years ago. I remember when somebody did that for me, probably 15 years ago, I still consider that person one of my closest friends and a brother, even though we don't spend all that much time together. I mean, we spend time together, but we don't spend all that much time. That moment 15 years ago has generated returns since that time. So what I've noticed from this experience is that, and I just heard this actually from this great book called The Amen Effect. I just heard this phrase, err on the side of presence. Like if you even have an inkling, if I even have an inkling that I need to show up, I need to show up. Even if it's just like, I'm just going to err, like I might be wrong about that. Oh, yeah, no, it doesn't matter. I'm going to err on the side of presence. I want to be better with that because I can't think of a more important investment that I could make in my immediate circle, my community, my friends, my family, and the world. Cheers, my friends.